Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says workers who earn up to $60,000 a year should receive pandemic stimulus checks under the Biden administration's relief package. She says exact targets are yet to be determined. Chicago public school teachers are supposed to start returning to classrooms tomorrow in what the school district calls a staggered timeline, but the teachers' union and public school officials still haven't reached a deal on resuming in-person classes during the pandemic, as Sarah Karp of member station WBEZ reports.
A showdown is set for Monday between Chicago's mayor and the teachers' union as they negotiate a deal over reopening schools. If nothing materializes before then, a strike becomes a greater possibility. But both the mayor and the union have insisted they want to avoid a strike, which would cancel classes for 280,000 students.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says it was her constitutional duty to vote to impeach former President Trump. As Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, her comment comes after Wyoming's Republican Party voted overwhelmingly to censure her.
Party officials say they're particularly upset that Cheney voted to impeach Trump without a hearing. Only 8 of the 74 state GOP Central Committee members opposed the censure, which will lead to Cheney losing financial support from the party. They also called for her to resign from Congress. Cheney was invited to address the meeting but didn't attend. State Senator Anthony Bouchard, who's hoping to defeat Cheney in 2022, tweeted an empty seat with her name on it. It says that it shows she's out of touch with Wyoming. Cheney said in a statement that she remains honored to represent the state and will always fight for issues important to Wyoming. She's the third-ranking Republican member in the U.S. House. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.
A massive search and rescue operation is underway in northern India after part of a Himalayan mountain glacier broke off and triggered landslides and flooding. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports at least 125 people are missing.
It started when part of the Nanda Devi Glacier broke off, blasting through a hydroelectric dam. Video recorded by witnesses shows an avalanche of mud, water, and debris rushing through a ravine in India's Uttarakhand state. Many of those missing are believed to be workers at that dam. One local resident says it happened so fast there was no time to alert anyone. The military has been called in to help. Villages are being evacuated downstream. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that he's praying for everyone's safety. This is an area of the Himalayas where environmental experts have cautioned against building such dams and power plants because
police reprimanded.
This is NPR. In Myanmar, tens of thousands of protesters rallied in the streets today to denounce last Monday's coup that overthrew elected civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. They're demanding Suu Kyi be released from detention. Today's demonstrations are described as the biggest since Myanmar's 2007 revolution that spurred democratic reforms. A year ago today, a doctor in Wuhan, China, who raised alarm about a new coronavirus outbreak, died. NPR's John Ruwitch reports Li Wenliang was one of the earliest pandemic whistleblowers.
Police reprimanded Li for spreading rumors after he sent messages to classmates about the new SARS-like virus that was making people sick in the city of Wuhan in late 2019. The 34-year-old ophthalmologist eventually contracted the virus and died. He's been hailed as a hero by many in China because he was one of the first people to raise alarm about the coronavirus when the government was suppressing information about it. Under pressure from the public, Chinese authorities investigated his death and overturned the police reprimand. It remains a sensitive topic in China, though. Ahead of Sunday's anniversary, tributes to Li popped up online, and the AP reports a steady stream of people visited the hospital where he worked, with some leaving flowers. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
Amazon workers in Alabama begin voting tomorrow on whether to unionize. They'll cast ballots by mail, a move Amazon resisted but was approved Friday by the National Labor Relations Board. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.